weekend, we can do that. Thank
yes.
you for being flexible and changing today back and forth. So,
oh, no, that's totally okay. This is your holiday time. I was surprised that you still wanted to do it. But now that we're here, I'm really happy we're here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you were saying your husband, you didn't realize he was challenged by COVID?
Exactly. And this is something that came yesterday. And, you know, sometimes we don't know, we are able to talk to the other people much more easier and to check on them and to check in. But when we are going through tough things at home, it's barely sometimes that you could address it because of different, you know, I didn't get to ask him, how do you think about it? And then he told me, this is tough because I feel that he sees in Lebanon that we are having a tougher position in Lebanon, you know, like the economical situation, everything is, you know, it's like a disaster there. And he feels like he cannot win that to say that I'm not having a good time here. But absolutely, it is something that I recognize I should have done maybe more. It's not that we need to disqualify what we're going through because there are people going through worse situations. In our situation, we need to handle it as well. So that was something that yesterday got into me more into what can I do more myself into those discussions, not to to invite more, to invite him more into talking. Because it seems that he has been having a lot of feeling that he has not been speaking about. And I think, you know, men brush it off much easier than us. Because for me, it's natural. I talk. For him, it's not. But then I said to him yesterday as well that I go on silent mode when I recognize that, you know, I can't do much in this situation. So it's been a little bit of a lot of on the communication side going in my mind. About friends that I feel like I cannot connect with them anymore because we have different values, we have different things. So it's been, should I tell them? Should I not tell them? Should I have a Swedish friend that I've been here, you know, seeing her for the last, I don't know how many years, but it has never been a real thing. And I've been debating with myself, how far can I go when I don't feel any more connection with a person that I need to call friend or whatever. And I'm turning 50 in August. And my husband asked me, what do you want to do? And then I said, I don't have anybody to invite. And it's a bit sad, but it's like you go back to who really you want to invite and who really you want to have part of that celebration. And you don't find anybody around you except, you know, my husband, my kids, his mom and his sister. So those more the family. And I'm debating, should I say something or should I not? Are those things like we don't debate in life or in when we have this disconnect? And it could be at work when you don't connect anymore with people, but there you maintain this more ethical discussion with them. So it's a little bit of more reflecting and understanding what should I do with people that I don't really mind not having, or is it okay for people to keep certain floating relationship for a reason?
Yeah, there's so much that you just shared there. And at the same time, I could feel and I saw on your face some what I may interpret as anxiety or pain or sadness or something.
Yeah.
in that. And the whole range of things, from your husband sharing his feelings with you to you not understanding how much you want to share your authentic feelings with others. And it seems like connection, disconnection was a theme there as well. What would you say is the headline? If you were to give it a headline of all of that that you just shared, what is it that you're seeking to clarify for yourself?
I think what you mentioned, the disconnection and the connection, that's something that is really what I feel. And how honest can you be? You know, how far can I be as an honest person? Because and to be true to myself, maybe this is more to be true to myself. You know, I don't like to lie to myself and pretend. So those are
What would you, it's so good, the disconnection, connection, honest, being true to myself. How can I really be authentic or true, honest? And what I'm now asked, sort of wondering, is what would you really like to learn about yourself in this conversation around disconnection, connection, honesty, truth?
One thing comes to my mind, maybe that I don't need to bring the guilt to me. If this happens, that I don't need to feel guilty, that it's my fault. And then the second thing is that disconnecting sometimes bring you freedom, bring you more, you know, to see it more that the positive side of it rather than the loss of it, to see it. I'm letting go something that is maybe not good for me.
That's great, because you've given two sides. You've given don't feel guilty and also wanting to bring freedom from disconnecting from the relationships or people you don't want to be connected to. Is that how you'd put it?
Yeah.
So what would you like to be able to take away from this session?
To know if, can I be really true to myself and say what it is and letting go of things? Without losing, I don't know if there is something without losing, you'll always, but without feeling the guilt of it, maybe, you know? Mm-hmm.
Can I really be true to myself and letting go of things without losing or feeling the guilt of it? That's good. Is one other thing you said, I want to ask you whether that's included in this or if it's separate, is the fact that you're turning 50 next month, and yay. Is how do you want to celebrate that in your being true to yourself way? Do you want to explore that or not as well?
I don't know, maybe to be realistic, I have been putting it more on, I like the notion of surprises. I like the notion of, you know, being, it doesn't have to be big things. It doesn't have to be, but it has to be something that I didn't have to plan it myself. So if I must say that, you know, it could be without somebody asking me, how do you want to do your day? Do you want a spa or do you, you know, whatever that is, or do you want to have a dinner with your friends? So I like that effect, that something genuine, something nice. But I recognize right now there is nothing that I could do here. You know, putting more limitation. I cannot travel to my home country. I cannot have my friends with me. So, meet them somewhere and just do something. So it's, so in a way, like I accepted the fact that it's gonna be, you know, a day. I normally take my day off. I don't work that day. And then I do, you know, I run, I go for something fun or a massage or whatever, you know, it's like, and I try to not, I say like, you know, on 50, you're just only going to go like this. There is no more, you know, up. But I have small kids and they tell me that I'm young and I believe them.
Now that's nice. Well, I'm over 50 and I'm still here, so it's okay.
I know.
Go on.
It's a more of a bit of expectation and more of like you recognize it's always an upside to it. And I can say that I'm much better right now than I was at my 30 and my 20. So I'm, you know, if I look about the development of myself, I see myself a better person at 50 than I was before. So I think that's the beauty that I see out of my aging in a proper manner.
Yeah, and again, as you're expressing yourself, there's some vital energy, movement and energy and smiling. So seems like there's some good feelings or something there for you. What is it that you're experiencing?
I think I experience more of gratitude. I experience more of I'm happy with the person I am. I still need to do a lot of good, you know, improve and do things, but I'm more in peace with myself nowadays than I was 10 years ago when I used to question myself a lot. I couldn't hear my thought, I couldn't hear my voice, you know, I have a better relationship to myself, and I think that's something I cherish and I'm very grateful for. And that's where that energy comes.
Yeah. So grateful. You've mentioned being true to yourself a couple of times already. Being really true to yourself, letting go of things without losing or feeling the guilt of it. So where do you feel you want to go now and explore?
Knowing who I am and knowing how do I operate, and I like people, you know, I feel good with people around me. Can I, you know, and this is the dilemma that I'm facing with very superficial type of people around me right now, that how do I treat that? How do I manage it and treat it? Knowing the truth of it right now. Because maybe I knew it, but I didn't act on it. Or maybe it was, I keep it on. But right now, when you really need something more, when you really need something true, could you keep that noise around you and call it friendship or call it relationship or whatever?
Well, that's something you just articulated, is perhaps different types of relationships, friendships versus something else. Would that be worth exploring, is how you categorize the different people in your life and how you see your relationship with them through the eyes of your authentic communication or not?
That's a very good question, because then if I would look at this lens, then maybe I was using another lens to talk to other people, which I shouldn't. I've been using a lens of friendship for people that should be acquaintances, or that should be only, just colleagues, just people that you're happy to meet and to have a glass of wine with or whatever, but not more. And to put, maybe to learn how to put that border, to stop there, and not making it blended or calling it something else. So maybe to use another lens, that's a very good filter. Then it's much easier to let go, because you know that they were never too close, or they were never too much that you're not, and then there is no guilt with that, because you treat them equal. And I think I've been not treating them equal by using another lens.
It already sounds like you got some clarity there.
Yeah.
So you've already mentioned a number of different categories: friendship, acquaintances, colleagues, and this whole idea of a lens or filter, and how that contributes to your clarity. How many more categories can you think of that you can then look at through the lens of, is it the lens of connection, disconnection, or what is it?
Yeah. And maybe to maybe some people as well that you could work well with, but it doesn't mean that they are anything more than that. You know, you could be a good working partners. You know, I work very closely with like 4 or 5 women right now, with the women leadership, and I don't know where is that border. Sometimes are people I can count on professionally, but are they the good people that I count on to explore it more, to call them more their friendship or more closer? And that's, in one way, sometimes I'm careful, in another way I'm, you know, I blend things up.
Well, now I'm wondering if Christine is the photographer looking through the lens at these different women you mentioned, which ones filter into which categories for you?
Some are working colleagues, some are just more of or less like a colleague, you know, you work with, and then the assignment is done. And some are a bit closer. I wouldn't call it friends, because I don't call them for at 3 o'clock in the morning. but it's a deeper relationship. You know, you have a deeper type of discussion. You have a deeper kind of intellectual ability to discuss things. And that's something is positive, because, you know, you can rely on that person. You build the trust in another way, but I'm not exploring it in maybe other places. And I think it's okay. In certain cases, if I look at those 5 women that I'm working with, if it crossed my mind with my birthday as well coming up, it's like, those people, I wouldn't mind having a dinner with them on my birthday. So, because it's more authentic, it's more, we share the same values, we share the same thing. So I could say that, yeah, that didn't cross my mind at the beginning. When I thought about my birth, and I didn't want to do anything, but yesterday's like, yeah, why not? Now, how to organize it is another thing, but
Well, it seems like you've found a filter in some ways now that your birthday could be a way for you to determine who you'd love to have truthful, connected conversations with. Is that how you see it or not? Or how would you language it?
I think so. I think so. It's more to have, I'm writing it like more the trust, the values, the truly connected to the, to this is a lens that I use. I usually make me happy to be with the people. And of course, to have fun and to laugh and, you know, those things. But those are the basis, is to have the same language, that we can talk to each other and we don't judge each other, or we don't, etc. And we don't need to be somebody which is with them. You know, you just be yourself.
So that sounds like a criteria, is you keep to be yourself. What does it mean to be yourself?
It's to be, for me, to be myself is very much that I don't need to pretend that in a way I'm happy if I'm not. I don't need to pretend if... you know, it's important for me to buy shirts from that that kind of brand or that kind of shop or whatever that is. And it doesn't matter where do I do my yoga, as long as I do yoga. You know, it doesn't matter the club that I join. It matters what it is that I am feeling with it. So this is for me. It's not the name, it's what it makes me feel. That's why I love your necklace, because it has a message in it. And that's what carries a message, speaks for more to me rather than the thing, more the material thing around it.
So the message is more important.
Yeah.
What's the message that you want to have? I'm not sure what the question is. What's the message you want to play with?
The message is what really matters. The message behind it. You know, if it's like, if I have, you know, I told them lately, you know, buy me a t-shirt with a message. I need something that it's more than a t-shirt. Something that shows like I stand for this, or I want to do that. This is important to stand up for what you believe in. And you carry it in any way. You carry it in a bracelet, you carry it with your hair, you carry it whatever. But it's something that you stand up for. And I think right now it's those things are speaking more and more for me, and maybe true, or I see them clearly, rather than other things. That's maybe I'm finding the true meaning rather than
By the way, there's so many great ideas you've just bringing forward, and I just want to ask you about a number of things, but I just want to check, first of all, how do you feel about the direction this is going in helping you understand what it is to be true to yourself?
I think that's helped me out to articulate it. What is it that I mean with that? And when it is like this, what am I looking for? And where the disconnect happens. I think that helps. That helps a lot. The way you're helping me to drill it down, maybe, and to see which lens do I look for, and why do I? And right now, you know, it helps me to understand why I get, in a way, disappointed and I should not feel a guilt. You know, it's in a way that why do I feel guilt if this is truly what I want? Mm-hmm. So to take away that negative feeling about myself when you take on things you shouldn't be taking on, maybe on.
So what's the discovery you've made about connection and disconnection so far?
It's the disconnection. I find it where I don't see myself finding the true meaning or being able to express myself the way I want to be expressing myself and stand up for what I'm, you know, my values or the way I discuss things, etc. So that I feel that there is more disconnect when this is far away from where I am. And even though I connect with people sometimes, not frequently, but if there is something that I see in them that is, you know, I share and they share with me, that creates a connection more. And this is on a trust level, or a trust, what do you get? Not superficial, but it's more truthful. Sincere type of messaging rather than let's send an SMS for a play date or for going for something, you know, more it's like, I know if I message that person, I will get an honest answer and I will get, you know, something sincere. And I think those are becoming clear for me with the connect and disconnect, where I'm seeing the connection and where I see disconnection.
So is it the transmission of a true message from you, or is it the receiving of a true message from others that you want?
I think I would like to see the truth from the others as well, the transmission, and, you know, that they are finding each other. Because this is where I see that I have put I have put hope maybe in certain persons for a while, and that did not materialize because it was in one end and the other way, and it's keep on like making me feel that, okay, I'm always behind, I'm always not at their expectation, etc. And that should stop because we are not sharing the basics, so why should we talk about other things? Why should I step up to their expectation if they don't share the foundation with me? So maybe this is, I see it on both sides.
Your body language, you actually showed using your hands a disconnect between the levels of how you were using your hands as well. Yeah. So it's something physical in you as well.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to explore so that you are even more clear on how to be true to yourself and lose that feeling of guilt?
Is how what we discussed at the beginning, is it something to express at all to people? You know, do I need to share it?
Share what?
Or share the fact that, you know, that some people that I have had those type of relationship with, that it's not, I don't need it anymore. I don't want them to that level. Or should I change the lens and, you know, just don't say what it is and then continue and it was another path? You know, it's like you put them in another track and then you still go there, but it doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't mean much, maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like you're coming up with some filter of how to determine the type of relationship or the lens through which you want to view these different people. Sounds like you've got a, like, rather than they're all one type of person, I'm thinking of, you know, when you have a photo in your camera on your phone and they give you all these different filters that you can apply. And that they give a different color and tone. How do you determine which of your friends and colleagues are in which filter? I don't know. Does that work for you? I'm not sure. Just offering you something to play with there, or maybe it's not useful.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's to see that clearly from the beginning, or see, you know, being more open from the beginning to myself, honest to myself. Maybe I'm not honest to myself to see things in the right way that they should be seen as well. And I need to do that. So I see it that I need to apply that lens, and I need to work with it more actively. And it doesn't matter then, should I communicate or not? Because if I'm seeing that person in this lens and I deal with it this way, then there is no problem. Then, you know, that it's not, there is no disappointment anymore, or there is no element of guilt of why I'm not doing enough, or why am I, you know, those things. Then this will be much more clearer the moment it's clear for me. What is it, like you say, what lens do I apply there? Is it the black and white, the old, the vintage, the whatever that is, that will be helping in understanding, is there a connection or a disconnection there? Is it something that it's letting me be true to myself, or letting me, there is a meaning in what we're doing, or no? So this is maybe something that is, will help me to understand and to understand myself. How do I connect with people? Because if it's, when you see the disconnect, then you understand, how do you connect? On what basis am I connecting with people?
I think one of the things I love about you is how you process things through and come up with your own connections. And it sounds like you've just done that again.
Thank you.
So what is it that you can take forward from here that feels like it's going to continue to have you be self-assessing from your lens, through your lens?
I think I will take from here a much more... transparent with myself, transparency with myself, understanding from, you know, and stop calling things they are not the way they are. You know, stop calling a relation, it's a relation, if it's not a relation. I think it will help me to and then it will help me not to feel any guilt if it's something that I should not put any effort in it, because I know the basis, the foundation, what are the things that I appreciate or I value when I talk to people. And if it's really a connect, this is where I need to put more time with them in it, and more of my time and my energy there. It's like what my husband told me yesterday. I was like, struck me, why shouldn't I have asked him? You know, as a person I care a lot for and I love, and how did I miss that? In a way.
What's the question you could ask yourself to be able to filter whether you needed to ask him or should have asked him or not?
is it something you want to talk about, maybe? Ask him, is it something that is disturbing you that we have not discussed it, that it's more to open, to invite to in a discussion, maybe? Or you have, like yesterday, like you have mentioned this yesterday, is it something, what was, is it really hard for you in it? Maybe to ask again. What are you finding difficult in this situation?
So my assumption there is that the reason you want to ask him is because he's really important to you.
Mm.
And there's something about you want to be true to yourself around people that are important to you, such as your husband.
Yeah.
Is that...
Mm.
So I'm not sure what the question is that comes from you, because what I heard you do is say, maybe I should ask him more. But what's the true to yourself, Christine, question that would determine what you want to do?
How can I be of help to him? How can I show him that I care, that his pain, I understand it. Or his pain, I see his pain, and I wanna help him to go through it. And he's not alone. So the true me is to see how can I be there for him and stand by him when he's not feeling good about it. What is it that I can do for him?
Your voice just became softer and felt like compassionate. Came in, yeah. Some sort of shift there. Did you experience something? Yeah. What was it for you?
So it's more from the heart. It was more with the care, and it was more from a, I see your pain. You're not alone. I am with you. I'm here.
Given you talked about messages on t-shirts, that just sounded like a message.
Exactly. Yeah.
What else is useful for you to filter taking forward, or how you filter?
I think all the time when, you know, it's, I have so much care for people, but I don't start from compassion. I don't know why anymore. You know, I'm tired myself. I need maybe myself that. This is something that I feel like it's, I don't start by it natural. You know, I have noticed this is the first, second time, or we have talked about it, about what a kind Christine would do if with my son or with my kids or what. And maybe I'm just too tired. You know, it's like when you are, how much when you are yourself in deep need of a compassion that you can offer it still to somebody. And this is something, maybe it's tough.
Are you getting emotional?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's causing that?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm too tired, if I am... how much maybe I'm missing, or I am, maybe it's too much that I cannot go home, that I am, that it's tough period, that it's, that you always need to show up strong and energetic and, you know, you get a lot into this, have to. But I really end up doing into want to. I want to be, it has to feel light. And that's why sometimes what you mentioned to me, I don't start from the compassion anymore. I am, it gets more, if you have something to say, say it. Say it.
Do you need a tissue?
Yes, just a second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Touched me seeing you actually touch your own compassion for yourself there. It felt like you saw the true Christine in some way, that what Christine needs. How does that resonate with you?
That's true.
So in order to be true to yourself, what do you need to give yourself?
More time for myself, or more love for myself, or more... space. Just to asking my needs, maybe sharing my needs more clearly. And sometimes give myself, more a tap on the back and say, you're doing well. You're managing. You're doing a good job. And you don't need to be strong all the time. No, I haven't been crying for a very long period of time. And I always say to myself, you never cry until there is a good reason for crying.
Oh, so there's conditions. Okay.
Until it's something really, really important.
Oh, well, that's good. So this must be really, really important.
This must be really, really important.
Yeah. So what do you need to honor in yourself out of this session so that you can continue to be compassionate to yourself?
I think I got a lot with, first of all, not feeling that guilt anymore, not feeling the guilt of it. I think that's something. And being true to myself is to look at things in the right manner, is to look at them the way they are. It's not the way I have created them or I want them to be, and to get to be more transparent to myself about my own needs and my own compassion in things, and really look after what do I really, really need myself, and be there for me. You know, sometimes you can stand by your own side. And
it's in this moment that I feel more connected to you. I feel the true Christine just showing up in this moment, saying it as it is for her. And I feel more connected to you.
Thank you. And that's through what you say right now. Being through to myself is when I'm able in those moments to share this rather than to keep on talking about other things that they want me to talk about, you know.
I feel like I'm trying to track. Was it you recognizing that you're tired that brought this emotion on? You know, what was the trigger for you?
It's the fact that when I love and I care a lot about others and I'm not able to show them compassion, to start from there. And that was the trigger.
Mm. Yeah, good. So how can you use that moving forward to remind you?
Again, to look at the people that I care most about, and those are the one maybe to put my effort there, and rather than spending it on something, somebody else, and remind myself that these are the most important people in my life, that they are worth that, and start from there, because I will get a lot from it as well. I'll get a lot back. And I think that's something to remind myself.
So compassion, somehow getting in touch with compassion is a key.
Mm.
What about, you said earlier too about disconnecting brings you freedom. I think that's how you put it. How does that relate in here?
It's to just by being myself, it's more the ability to feel that it's a I don't know, does it connect? It gives me more.
It doesn't have to connect.
Maybe it creates more space in me it will allow more space to get in and to get to feel and to connect with people. It helps out there. Yeah.
Mm. How are you feeling?
I feel okay. I think I need to process more my needs more, and maybe I have been for many months oppressing them myself or suppressing them myself, and to say that. Yes, it is difficult. Yes, it is not easy. But I'm happy with the other side where I have been able to be more concrete, maybe with others. How can I, that area, I'm more clearer. How to connect with others, but how to connect with myself and my needs. Maybe what helps me, I think, very much is the ability to to see, maybe to write down what this is really I need right now. What are the things that they are really important for me? So this is something that helped me a lot with.
Great. So it sounds like you've got a next step to look at yourself and support yourself. Who or what might support you?
You are supporting me. Thank you.
I'm always here for you.
Thank you. I think if, of course, if I'm able to share that with my husband, that he can be of a good help to look after my need, to say that, you know, when you see me doing this, help me out not to do it anymore, you know, or to calm down, or so that could be, or when I need the push to be able to do something that really makes me feel good, like exercising those days. I feel like if I don't do that, the day that I don't do it, I don't feel well. I don't know why, but it's becoming a very important side to move or to be active physically. And I have a very good friend that sometimes I just send her a note that I say, I'm suffocating. And she just said, reply, I hear you. I'm there. Mm-hmm. And that feels good that you have, you don't need a solution because she's far away from me, but I know she's there and she will listen and she will, she'll be there for me.
Yeah, that sounds like a true friend. So my last question for you is about the messages you mentioned, the t-shirt message idea. You really lit up with that, and just wondering how you want to use that, whether that's for you, for your birthday, for anything, your husband, I don't know. What would you want to do with that?
I think that's something because that's something that helps me out or remind me. Maybe I will do my own t-shirt for my birthday.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be nice. But in a way to remember, maybe to keep on something that I will say this is symbolic for my own compassion, or this is symbolic, and then carry it more often to see it, to look after it, and to start from it.
Nice. What day is your birthday?
25th of August.
Okay. Oh, I might have to ask you what the t-shirt looks like after that, because I'd love to see what you come up with. I'm sure it'll be pretty with the beautiful images and things you have around you, and the symbolism of things that you wear around your neck and on your wall. And so I imagine it'll be something special.
Thank you. I look forward. I'll start the fabrication.
Well, how are you feeling about finishing up now? Do you feel it's okay to start closing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So what else would you like to say about what you've learned today, or just to complete?
I think I learned that even though sometimes you touch something that is really painful for you, you still are able to work with it. You're still...
Is that it? Sorry.
It's it.
It's the ice cream truck. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. when you touch something that is really painful, this is where the true you is, and this is where you can still work with it. I think even though you are, I am in, or maybe the learning, maybe something that I have been pushing away so long that I now recognized it. And I feel like, this is what I need. So it's this finding that gives me, this is a big learning today for me, that maybe I shouldn't have done that for too long.
Yeah, that's a great learning. And today is a new day.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure and an honor as always to be with you in this process and to see the way you authentically and truthfully seek to understand yourself. And I appreciate the work again that you've done to get to this place today. And I can see the emotion in you and feel it, and also the closeness I feel with you right now. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to stop the recording because I know we don't have a time in and we need to put some times in.
Yeah, exactly.